If you'll be up around 5:15 Wednesday morning, be sure to step outside and look into the western sky. You'll see the beginning of a lunar eclipse, which will cast an orangish glow on the moon as the Earth moves between it and the sun. The so-called blood moon, or pumpkin moon if you prefer, is something we've seen fairly often this year. Norbert Vance is director of Scherzer Observatory at Eastern Michigan University. He says we're in the midst of what you call eclipse season.
There has already been an eclipse back earlier in April, the one overnight, and then a few more this coming year. So we're actually pretty fortunate, the number of eclipses that are occurring. So they tend to come in clusters like this as all the parties involved are aligned in just the right way.
Unfortunately, we won't get to watch the eclipse from start to finish. The moon will drop below the horizon before the event is over. The best place for seeing the whole thing? Hawaii. But if you can't drop everything and fly out there, you can check out the eclipse with the Scherzer Observatory Telescope Wednesday morning. There will also be viewings from the third floor of EMU's Mark Jefferson Science Complex, where the planetarium has a couple of cool movies showing Tuesday night, Back to the Moon for Good and Saturn, Jewel of the Heavens, starting at 7. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.